White, St. Helena, California, October 27th, 1901. Dear Son Willie, I have received 3 telegrams from New York City in regard to Frankie's taking up work close by Elder Haskell. Elder Jane sent 2 telegrams. One from Elder Haskell requests prayer in regard to securing Hall. Nothing about Elder Frankie. A good letter this morning gives particulars of the situation. He thinks if I could now come into New York and all of our faith could hear my testimony, that it would be a most successful thing to create unity. They have secured a hall for meetings and think they will be able to purchase. If they could only have $5,000 to head the list of donations, outsiders would then do a good amount. I am willing to go if it is thought best. What think you? You know, when we were last in New York, the people were disappointed in not having the hall on Sunday. I would go if I thought it was the best thing to do. It seems to me the strangest thing that Frankie should be sent to New York City when he could not yoke up with Elder Haskell. And what such things mean is more than I can comprehend. I have written a short letter to Brother Jane and expressed my mind. I have one written at greater length that will be sent tomorrow to Brother Jane, explaining the reason that Brother Frankie should not commence labor in New York City. I have had so much writing to do to answer letters and write out the light given me to various ones that I have had no time for repose. Today I had a talk with Brother Cady. He came up from Healdsburg on business. Last night, evening after the Sabbath, I went to bed at 7 o'clock, but the case of Rodney McClure was so urged upon my mind that I had to write. After lying awake till 8 o'clock, I dressed and rolled off the burden of Rodney. I was so glad that no one told me anything of his course. Brother Cady came in this afternoon, and Brother Boker came in to see me. Had a long talk with Brother Jones and Brother Cady. They will not have the boy Rodney attend school. He is hurting the other children. I was so glad my testimony was written before I had conversed with anyone. This has been a day of close application and many visits. Now, if you think it would be advisable for me to come, telegraph for me, and whether I should go direct to New York City, supposing I did come, or stop off at Battle Creek. I could go without change of cars from Oakland to New York City. I want not to make the journey, but if good could be done by so doing, I would go. What think you? I am usually well, but so sleepy just now, can scarcely hold my eyes open, for I wrote until 12 o'clock, then slept until 4 o'clock, and I have been at it all day as hard as I wish to. All are well, thank the Lord. I just pen these lines for a word from you by telegram. We all miss you. In much love,